Hello.
We're getting really good at
that. I know we are.
Hi.
Welcome.
We missed you.
Guys, I totally understand that you've probably been going through a lot of withdrawal because we haven't done this in a while.
We haven't.
We've been busy, busy bees.
Every weekend.
Flapping our wings. Little bumblebee wings.
I don't think wings bees can flap.
Buzz in them. Buzz in your wings? Bipping them?
They're their arms. Do bees have arms?
Bippity boppity.
Let us know.
They do have little tentacles. It's not a tentacle.
Oh, I guess they do.
They have little brain.
Can you imagine feeling weight, being able to control them in addition to your arms and legs?
Be incredible.
Wow.
Birds just have two legs.
And their wings are their arms.
Arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway.
Welcome. Start off with a bang, am I right?
Have you, can you hear me?
I can. Loud and clear.
Like too loud?
No. Like perfectly
loud.
You
keep beeping red and I don't know what that means, but we're just going to go with
it. I can hear me. So that's all that matters. I have my headphones back. So
Meg, when was the last time I saw you? The last time we recorded? That makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw up.
3 weeks. That's the longest we've ever been apart.
Ooh.
I didn't care for it.
I didn't care for it either.
I didn't.
You've been really busy.
Yeah, I have been. Every weekend since the second weekend of September, we've had some sort of family function. And then just during the week, I'm an adult now. So
it's
awful.
Doesn't it suck?
It's the worst.
I don't like being an adult.
It's I just come home and I think I have a second of time and then I'm already back at work. There's just no time.
No, you come home, you eat dinner, you sit down, watch a little TV, you go to bed, back to it.
Boom.
Bada bing.
Boom.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. But happy to be back.
Yeah. I'm happy to be in your humble
apartment.
We are currently in Meg and Joe's beautiful new apartment, and I feel on top of the world.
It's very sad because there are not Halloween decorations up yet, but that is a Sunday project.
I feel uncomfortable.
There's some.
There's a couple there's of pumpkins, some. A couple of ghouls. There's an owl.
Love me some ghouls.
But I'm when it hit October, you were
I know.
It's Halloween.
I know. And every weekend since October 1st, I've had something, and every day of the week, I come home and I'm dead. I'm just dead. We did watch Halloween movies the other day.
Okay.
Started with a little Corpse Bride, you know. We're watching.
I don't think I've ever watched the Corpse Bride. Does that shock you?
Interesting. Kind of. We're watching the show right now called Penny Dreadful.
Is it scary?
It is.
Is it about clowns?
No.
What's it about? Give me the synopsis.
It is this is the only way I can describe it. It is like haunted Downton Abbey. That is the only way in which I can describe
haunted
it.
Haunted Downton Abbey? Into that.
You won't.
Oh.
I was gonna mention it to you the other day. You won't.
I might be. You'd be surprised.
I'll give you some background. So you know that show Once Upon a Time where
it's fairy magical
tales.
Creatures.
So it's that, but it's Dracula story, Frankenstein, Dorian Gray, all werewolves.
Who's
all
Dorian Gray?
Picture of Dorian Gray. Oscar Wilde's only novel. It's okay. It's he has the picture and the picture gets older, but he stays young. Okay. Regardless.
I've never heard that.
It's a thing.
Does that upset you?
Does that upset me?
That I don't know that?
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I guess not. I feel like
I just to center my life in happiness.
Yes. So that's why I don't think this show would appeal to you. However, if you're interested in monsters and old English shit, it's awesome. It's great.
Sponsor us.
We love it, right, Joe?
I love it.
Joe's here. Penny Dreadful sponsors. Showtime.
Penny Dreadful.
Yeah. Which I looked it up. Do you want to know what a Penny Dreadful is?
I guess
it's an old timey comic, a little scary comic book.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
What channel is it on?
Showtime, but it's on Netflix now because it's over.
Wow.
3 seasons.
I feel like I haven't watched any shows. I don't even know what I'm have been occupying my time with.
Sleep.
Definitely sleep.
Sleep.
Definitely.
I feel like this is the time of year, so shout out to everybody. Just pulling through. We're getting to the cold weather, darkness early.
Early. Well, we will be falling back soon.
We will be. Except it's going to be 80 degrees again next
week. Okay. Listen, Mother Nature, whoever controls the weather, I am so incredibly sick of this warm weather. I want it to be fall-like weather. Give me a chunky knit sweater. Give me a flannel. Give me a riding boot. I am ready.
Well, this morning when I woke up and saw that the weather was below 75, you better believe I wore boots, a chunky sweater. I was I'm just gonna get it in all now because I don't know when I
wore
will again.
A jacket today.
On Christmas 2 years ago, we had the air conditioning on.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Baloney. It's baloney.
It's Bologna.
Yeah. Straight up.
Straight up.
So I have a good segue since we're talking about haunted baloney stuff. To of course. Oscar. No, I'm just kidding.
Oscar Mayer.
Here we go. I'm just reading this. Joe handed me a riddle, so I don't know what my old one was. I'm sorry. If you're really curious, Google it.
We can't.
I promise this is as long as hiatus will take.
Yeah, we're not going to take a hiatus as long again.
So this is a good segue into the...
Okay.
One thing.
Okay. Joe's going to find out. So we'll...
Hold your breath. This is a good segue. The one thing I want to talk about. Paige, you have to... let me disclaimer this.
I'm nervous.
In a world of darkness and lightness. Paige is definitely the light one, and I would say I'm the more darker one. So she doesn't like anything that's not cotton candy sunshine.
Okay.
But fair assessment. It's a fair assessment.
It's fine.
It's a fair assessment. It's fine. So I need you to think about this as somebody whose whole world isn't cotton candy and sunshine.
Okay.
No, it's fine. So we went to see a couple weeks, I guess it was like August now. Went to see Annabelle, the creation.
Yeah.
You know, the doll.
Yeah, like I would ever.
I know. Okay, just follow me here.
I'm following.
So it just reminded me, you've seen scary movies, correct? I know you don't like them, but you at least know the premise of many of them.
I will tell you the one scary movie I remember watching, The Orphan.
That's a scary one to watch.
Terrifying.
That girl's in Hunger Games, in case anyone can piece that together.
Wait, really?
She is the little one with the knife.
The little girl who pretends to be like a 40. She's a 40-year-old.
Yeah. She's got the knife, and she links it to the very end. She gets her head slammed by the
I don't remember.
The District 12 kid.
Are you a big fan?
Bruce partner.
Big fan of her.
Big fan of
her. For her work.
Love her.
That was such a plot twist, that movie.
Yes, it was.
It was terrifying.
It was great, though.
No, it wasn't.
It's creepy because she is actually like a young kid. So she had to like...
She had... Oh.
Be dicey.
Oh, I don't
She's
want to dicey. Talk about this anymore.
Okay.
Anyway.
But well. Anyway, you know, I guess, the stereotypes of scary movies.
Sure.
It's safe to say.
Sure.
So I was thinking about how in so many of these scary movies,
are
the premise
you
is...
Are you writing a screenplay for a scary movie?
One day I will.
Okay.
Mark my words. Mark them.
And they're marked!
So I was just thinking how in all these scary movies, something happens and like either the kid tells a parent or the parent experiences it themselves and they just ignore it. They just keep ignoring these. They're like, oh, blood's dripping from the ceiling. Like, we'll just call somebody. Okay, we'll get it fixed. They put like a blanket over it and they're fine.
Yeah.
And I was thinking this because me and Joe in our new apartment, we have one red window that is haunted for sure. I'll Instagram it.
Yes.
And then we have a loft, which the loft is lovely.
Yeah, it's so weird.
But there's a cubby in the loft. And there's demons in it. Like, I'm convinced. I already brought a thing of holy water and poured it in there, like, just for good measure.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that made them mad. I don't know. So a couple of nights this week, I have, like, heard noises that Joe hasn't heard. And I was like, well, that's, of course, what's going to happen. They're going to try to separate us.
Yeah.
Like, that's always what the demons do in the movies. They pick one person, God. And then they make them feel crazy. But that's, I'm getting off track here.
Are you going crazy?
Yes, a little bit. But anyway, what would it take for you?
Me personally.
As a normal, rational thinking human to like up and leave your house. You have to think about this though.
Yeah.
You've bought a house.
I just bought a new house.
That's what everyone does. They just buy a new house. They put all their money into it.
Yeah.
And then these creepy things start happening. But A, either, you know, you're like, your kids are little weirdos. So you're like, okay,
my kids are not going to be weird.
But you're like, you have an imaginary friend. That's not too concerning. And you're like, we just put all our money into this. What's it going to take for you to move out? Like, how many of those signs do you have to pass before you're like, I'm out of here?
Three.
So
number one, this is number one. If I keep coming home from work, my husband, whatever, he's cooking dinner, and I go over to little Poppy's room.
Yeah.
I don't want to tarnish the name.
I know.
Thinking about this, little
Jebediah's room.
I'm like, Jeb, who are you talking to? And he'll be like, oh, it was Sam.
Right.
Like, who's Sam?
Yeah.
He'll be like, it's Sam lives here. Sam and I share the bed. Be like, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
So that would be flag number one.
Right. But that's not enough for you to be like, we have to leave.
I'd be like, he has an imaginary friend. Whatever.
Okay.
Anywho.
Okay.
Crazy kid. Gets it from his father.
Yeah, of course.
Sign number two is if like the lights just miraculously turn off or turn on, but like a lot.
Yeah, like frequent.
Like frequently. Like,
deal.
I'll be like, Jeb, were you in the basement?
Was Sam flicking the lights on and off?
And I'll be like, no, I haven't been in the basement in a week.
Right.
Like,
That's terrifying.
Who was down there, because my husband's still cooking dinner.
Right. It's taking a while.
He's not down
there.
He's
not good.
No, he's not a good chef.
Understandable.
Sign number three. Yeah. Okay. Sign number three would be if I started to feel like a presence.
Uh-huh.
And like, I don't know.
So, but I guess that's what I'm asking is.
It would have to be a culmination. Great word. A culmination of just little scary things.
Okay.
But I feel like if I'm buying a house, I walk in and I would get a vibe.
You get a vibe.
I would get a vibe. And if I get a scary, creepy, like, you got to trust your gut.
Right, right.
My big gut.
Right.
I don't know. You just know. But if there's like instances.
Yeah, yeah.
But there would have to be one major instance. Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah.
All the doors just fly open or the windows
fly
open.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like that gets closer to the end. That's like usually the worst part. Like in Insidious, I know you've never seen that movie. No. The little kid, you know, is getting haunted. They have all this creepy stuff happening. And at one point, the mom, like he has a scratch on him or something. And the mom takes the sheet and it's like there's scratch marks in blood on the sheet. And she just like, me and Joe talk about this all the time. She's just sitting on the front step and the husband comes home and she's like, believe this, because like he didn't believe her, and then they never talk about it again.
That,
and I'm like, what
happen.
Do you mean you're not gonna talk about that again? Your kid just got jacked up by a demon. But then I worry. But then you get the plot twist,
yeah,
which is the demon's not in the house; it's in your kid. So like, what do you do with your kid? You just
I'm sorry, but I'm off? Putting you up for adoption.
Yeah, you're gonna go hang out with
the
orphan.
Never see you again,
ever.
I'm sorry, Jeb.
Sorry, Jeb.
You're done.
You're done here. You're no longer a part of this family.
Ever name my child Jeb.
I know. I always think, it's funny because my cutoff, I think, is imaginary friend is where I cut it.
You cut it right there?
That freaks me out.
It would freak you
that
out.
That freaks me out.
You didn't you definitely had an imaginary friend.
No.
Definitely.
There's no shot I had.
I know you did.
No.
You were a demon child.
Oh, you just went out. I just lost it. Oh, you're back. You're back.
You were a demon.
I was, but I didn't need an imaginary
this
friend.
This might be the bad man.
Because I had me. Like, I didn't need that.
Did you have you?
I did. But I work with someone, and she was telling me that she has twin sisters, and one of the twins had a imaginary friend as a kid, and now that she's grown up, she was like, I straight up saw a kid. Like, I swear to God, like her sister thought it was a real kid. And I was like, That's it. Why even have kids? Like, kids are so creepy. And I'd be like, listen, so, imaginary friends are imaginary.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it anymore.
Don't. Yeah.
Don't come back to this house if you're going to talk about
it. No. This. If you're going to have one, keep it to yourself.
If you're going to have a doll. That's not a problem, because I would just get rid of the doll. They're never going
to
have a doll.
I would only. So if little Poppy wants to have like a doll, I'll get like Barbies, because they're like.
Okay. But what if she wants like a legit porcelain doll? She's like, Mom, that's what I want to be happy.
You're not my child.
Yeah.
If you want that.
You go find your long lost brother Jeb in the orphanage.
Go find Jeb.
Yeah.
Because the two of you can have each other.
Mm-hmm.
See ya.
I think that, and then I think door slamming. That gets me.
Has any door slammed in this apartment?
Not yet. Not currently, but I feel that that's
it's on the way.
It's on
I don't get a creepy vibe in here.
No, I don't actually.
I don't at all.
I don't. And the more I can convince myself. That's the thing. You think yourself into it.
Right.
So the loft upstairs, I can convince myself.
Well, that's where I'll be staying.
I just think the door thing. I feel
the
like people
thing.
Don't pay enough attention to that.
Doors.
Or like the doorbell rings,
right.
And then they go downstairs and then they hear a door. You know what sucks? I don't know if I've said this in the podcast before.
Probably
but
not.
I feel strongly about it. You know what really sucks about having kids?
You don't know. You don't have kids.
I know this though.
Here we go.
Is, drum roll please.
Brrr.
You have to like protect them. And I don't mean protect them. Like obviously you have to protect. Obviously you have to protect them. But like in the movies, if a kid's upstairs and like a baby's crying or something screaming and something scary is going on.
Right.
You have to go. Like you have to run toward it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just bust out of the house and
can't
run.
Bust.
Or like if you say you saw like a devil in your house and it was coming towards you.
If I see a devil in my house.
But you have to block your kid.
Nope. I'm out.
No, you have to.
Nope.
That's the rules.
I'm gone.
That's the rules.
I'm like, gone. I just echo. There's an echo in
there
here.
There is an echo in here. But that's the thing. Like, you can't just be scared. Like, if you hear a door, you can't, or you have a bad dream, like, you can't just hide under. Like,
well, then
you have to protect your
Joe
kid.
Joe can handle that. You just run.
But
protect yourself.
I really feel like I should protect myself.
Joe's strong. He could carry
two
kids.
I really think so.
Probably a third on his back.
Let's not get crazy. I just always thought that, like, in the movies, when like something scary was happening, their hands are always around their kid. They're protecting them. And I'm like, God damn it. You can't just worry about yourself. you really have to protect those suckers who probably brought the demon in.
Yeah.
Probably picked it up at school.
Okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to...
Do you think your children are going to have, like, demons?
No, but I just...
You're nervous. Is that one of your fears in life?
It is.
What's your top fear?
Oh, okay. Easy.
Deep.
Water. Aliens.
Aliens?
Aliens.
Aliens don't scare me.
Terrify me. And
they
then
don't scare
and
me.
And then it's deep water, and then it's snakes, and that's it.
What about holes?
That's not...
I know. I'm sorry.
It's not necessarily a fear as it is a phobia.
It's a phobia.
I think there's a difference.
There's a difference?
I think so. I think there's a difference.
I don't know.
I'm not like scared of that. Like I wouldn't.
Do
be
I
like,
have any phobias? Phobias
are rational. Okay, it's a very rational.
Thank you, Dr. Joe.
I feel like clowns is a phobia.
I just they
you don't
really
like them.
Scare
I know.
Me. Maybe it is a phobia.
I think it's a phobia. I just feel like when I came to clean this apartment, the lights were all off.
Right.
Because we don't have overhead lighting, and I had to go upstairs. I thought I was going to go upstairs.
We got to get you some overhead lighting.
I know. These are actually pretty bright, so it's
good.
Yeah,
they are bright.
But then I was thinking, like, if you got somewhere, if you moved in with your kids, like, you'd have to go first. You always have to go first, and I think that's what I'm not okay with.
Do you imagine yourself with any, like, pets when you're married?
Well, I'm allergic to everything, so...
Can you get a hypoallergenic dog?
You can, but I don't think... I think that's all talk.
You've never really, like, bonded with dogs.
That's not true. I love dogs. Cooper? We had a dog forever.
Do you like Cooper?
I love Coop. We had a golden retriever for 12 years.
That's true.
She's the light of my life.
But you were allergic?
Deadly, yeah. I got used to her, though. The only time it got really bad was coming home from college. That's when it gets you. That's when it gets
you. You like big dogs.
Big dogs. Love it.
I like a dog that I can hold into my arms.
You can hold Coop in your hand.
No, he's getting a little chunky.
No, he's not.
Don't tell my mom that.
Ice Mom, you heard it here first.
She's going to get mad at me.
Wait, I'm going to tell a story about Ice Mom.
Uh-oh.
Unless you have something else to say. Cause I'm
no,
just gonna,
I didn't.
So Ice, okay. So, and I feel like this is something that I almost want to do a survey on because I think Paige is the only person on earth who thinks this.
It's what?
What it stands for.
So in case of emergency.
One time I'm going through Paige's phone.
It's a normal thing.
See that she is texting something called Ice Mom, like ICE. So I'm like, Paige, what on God's green earth is an ice mom? Like, what is up? And she was like, in case of emergency. Like, she looked at me like I was a moron. I was like, in case of emergency. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's
I feel like my dad told
me. If I'm in a car accident.
This is, yeah, exactly.
And I'm so dying.
They can go through my phone and see Ice Mom and Ice Dad. Ice Mom, Julian,
Ice. Once they get Paige's passcode somehow from her unconscious body, then
they'll
break in.
They'll just use my thumb.
And then they'll be like, oh, okay, let's go and look for Ice. Not Mom, not Dad, not Home, not 911, Ice Mom. We're going to look for Ice Mom.
In case of emergency.
Nobody on earth is going to look
so
for that.
I feel like my dad told me this.
I think your dad was screwing with you.
I don't think
but
so.
But now I can only ever call Paige's mom Ice Mom. I only refer to her as Ice
and
Mom.
She's, they're both still in my phone as Ice Mom and Dad.
And I just want to know if other people, have you ever heard that, Joe?
I have.
Thank you.
You're done. Joe's done.
Thank you.
We cut him off.
So much.
I think it's ridiculous, and they're not going to be able to get into your phone anyway. They're not going to take your unconscious thumb and plant your thumb.
Just you wait.
Are you planning on having an emergency anytime soon?
No, I was going to say, just you wait until you're in an emergency, and they can't find anyone.
They can't find my mom. They won't know to just go to mom in my phone.
Whatever.
Oh, she's not under ice. Where could she be in this contact?
Tomato, potato, potato.
It's definitely not.
Right?
That's similar. You're wrong.
It's a potato.
But anyway, that's why I refer to Paige's mom as Ice Mom. Man. You learn a new thing here every day. Every 3 weeks, more like it. But that's okay.
Lardy. Did you see on BuzzFeed recently that...
I haven't been on BuzzFeed a lot, so I don't know if I have seen
it. That's crazy,
too. I know.
I think it was last week. That the beloved AIM, or AIM as people call it, is officially shutting down forever.
I emailed Joe about it.
Yeah.
That was like our first...
How you guys first communicated.
Like our first flirty social media.
Did you send winky faces?
Oh my God, no.
Did Joe? I feel like Joe probably did.
Joe sent the mode, like the ones with the nose, like the...
I feel...
Yes, you did.
Yes,
yes,
but
you
no, but that was the
did.
Cool thing. That's what people did, right?
Made, like, there was emojis, like, before.
Yeah, get it.
Hi, everyone.
There
before
he is.
Emojis actually existed. By the way, this is what I sound like. before emojis existed, AIM had emoticons, but they like you didn't have to write with a nose. Like they weren't just like characters. Like They were pictures of things, and you could pick the different ones, and mine were American flags.
That says a lot about his character.
I'm not
going
to lie. Joe still sent the ones with noses. Joe's AIM screen name, in case anyone was wondering, was Baldboy05. And then
but
Chuck,
he's not
wait,
bald.
And then
did you have a buzz cut?
He did. And then Chuck Norris fan 54.
Do you want to hear my screen names? What? Was there another one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, and then he kept it real.
Yeah, that was
stupid. So my first one was Soccer Page. and then I it wasn't a quick transition. It took me a little time because I had a lot of attachment to that. then I went into Zach Lover, 94, Zach Efron. This was in the height of High School Musical.
And you changed your screen name. Wait, High School Musical came out when we were what? In like sixth grade?
Like, I think it was sixth
grade.
That's
amazing.
So.
You're way too
old. I wasn't. It was in the times.
Joe, you're a Chuck Norris fan. I don't want to hear
you can't
it.
Talk. And then I settled on, and this is like stayed true to myself. It's part of my brand. Pagey Wagey.
Oh, Pagey Wagey. Yeah, Pagey Wagey. My screen name has remained the same.
You never changed it once?
I never changed it once. I have been Megalbagel 26 since the beginning.
Megalbagel.
And I always said bagel instead of bagel, so I truly did not realize for 3 years that bagel is not spelled the same
can
as
you stop
bagel.
How do you say
bagel?
No, bagel.
Bagel is how you're supposed to say like a bagel.
It's bagel.
No, like people say bagel, like a bagel, like
did
bay.
You, they are completely right. So when
but
you
I
did Megal Bagel, was it B-E?
B-E-G-A-L. And then finally someone was like, you know, that's not how you spell it.
Probably
and
Joe.
Was it Amanda?
Was it Amanda?
No, it was definitely Joe.
Could have been Amanda.
Might have been Amanda.
I hate, we brought her up again.
We did it, Paige. God damn it.
Man.
But yeah, it was Megalbagel 26 and it stood that way. And I even remember I had an Alicia Keys song as my like AIM sound. So it went every time I sent a message.
I think I just kept it the same old like, what was the?
Bing, 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 bing. I think so. If you text us, Snapchat us, Instagram us, or Facebook us, your screen name, we will announce the best one next week.
Yes, that's
you'll
a
get
contest.
A prize. I don't know what prize, but I will give you a prize, like dead up.
You don't? Do you think Zach Lover is number one?
Zach Lover is up there.
Although Chuck Norris
fan 54, I think is gonna win. I don't know. I just feel like some of our.
I never got into like the XOXO.
Oh yeah, no, because people have ridiculous ones. It would be like XO Nikki with like 12 eyes. Nikki. XO because it was all taken.
XOO.
So send us your best.
Although
AIM
Julia.
Screen name.
Julia.
Is she in the running? Are you entering her?
Hers was Twinkle Toes.
That's up there.
I thought that
that's
was. I
good.
Always loved when she had that.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So definitely us it, tweet please. Us, Instagram, whatever,
text us, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, whatever
and I will
right.
legit give you a prize, like a physical prize.
We'll give you like
I'll
a $5 Wawa gift card.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I'll buy it. I
love it.
I probably have one in my wallet right now.
Yeah.
Send out.
Legit. We'll give you a $5 Wawa gift card for the best
but
ones.
But doesn't that make you sad? Like the amount of time I put into my profile.
Oh, yeah.
Or is that what they were called?
Yeah.
I don't know if they had a different name.
The away messages were where it was at.
My away message was always like, out, text it.
Do you remember like using initials? Like the boys, the girls.
Abso-friggin-lutely.
And you put people's initials.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
I miss it. Like that was.
Oh my God. That
the
was
best
the
form
time
of
to be alive.
I would take AIM.
Yeah.
Did you say AIM or AIM?
AIM. Did anyone say AIM?
I knew people who said AIM.
Oh, that's creepy. It's AIM.
I would punch them in the face.
Paige literally went around punching people in the face that year.
What did you say? Bang. No, that was like.
Oh,
of
you're
like.
Out. You're out.
I'm out.
Push it.
Hello.
There you go.
That was like the first form of like
I know
like, talking to your friends like yeah like talking on the phone or whatever but like be like yeah catch you on it. AIM later
yeah and then like you would wait to hear the like the door open
yeah
and you would see if it was the person you wanted to like answer like to talk to. Did you want to say something because you jumped down here?
No, he just wanted to hear.
Oh okay. That was the best. You would
I
hear
have
like
gotten a third mic for Joe.
Okay.
Next time
and then you would hear the door close and you'd be like oh it's not the person I wanted.
Literally. And then you had to fight for the computer.
Oh, yeah. And then if your mom went on, I don't know if this happened to you, but like we got kicked off if our mom went on the phone.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
See, I never got into actually
MySpace.
I wasn't allowed to have a MySpace.
I wasn't either. I had to sit with my mom and make it the first time. And then she monitored it.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to have one. And I made Facebook my first, like my first, the only Facebook.
Right.
This summer going into Freshman year?
I made mine the summer going into junior year of high school.
You're a creepy crawler.
I would not give up MySpace. I wouldn't do it. I lived for MySpace.
Do you think your like account is still?
I went back on it. It's not.
Do they delete?
They just like deleted accounts. Yeah, but that's wrong. It's just like I'm suing.
Sue you Tom. Hear me? Was that his name? Tom.
Tom.
What was the last name? Loser.
He didn't have one.
Space.
I like lived for it, like changing my, and then like you felt like a coder. Like we were all like these fancy like coders, because like, you would get these like codes from like these
your coder.
These offsite like websites, and then you could change your profile. Like you could make things disappear on it with these codes. It was dope. I lived for
Joe,
that.
Joe, did you have one? Give Joe the mic. Did you have a MySpace?
Redacted. Yeah.
Redacted.
I think Joe tried to be funny. and I was very passive aggressive with my MySpace in that I would
you move, were emo, right?
And I would move people off my top if I was mad, or I would change my song or something so that they would know, or I would take one of those surveys. So MySpace had these surveys, like Facebook had them too, I think.
Oh, was that like when you were like, what was the last thing you ate?
Yeah.
Who's the last person you talked to on the phone?
Yeah, one time. I know, just give me a dirty look because he already knows what the story is going.
Does he know?
So one time, can I tell it or should I not tell it? Okay, so we were young.
Too late now.
We were younger, and I had kissed a boy, and I didn't know how to tell Joe because I like did always like Joe, and so I did a MySpace survey, and it was like, when was the last time you kissed someone? And I was like, yesterday. And I was like, oh my God, Joe, I just put up a new survey. Like, go check it out. And he was like, what the hell?
Is he like, what?
He's like, what's fucking good?
Like, yeah, he was probably like, great.
And I still like cringe this day thinking that you're that a was my crawler. Passive aggressive way of telling Joe that without, because I felt bad about it and I didn't. We weren't dating at this point. I should probably have said that.
She's a creepy
and I
crawler.
Slipped it in like, you know, what did you eat last? Like mac and cheese. When did you kiss someone last? Yesterday. Like, so freaking creepy. It makes my skin crawl.
You're a creepy crawler.
I know. But good old days, am I right?
No, I miss that stuff.
I know.
I miss stickers on Facebook. I miss picking my icon on AIM.
Oh, my Iconator. God. Iconator.
I would go on that five times a day.
Literally daily.
I'd be like, gotta pick that one.
Iconator. Oh, my Iconator. God.
Do you think that's still a website?
I'm going. I'm looking.
Get your phone out.
I'm going.
I mean, like, there's no use for it anymore, which makes me really sad.
Oh, my God. And then I just remember was it AIM? There was always this like ad that used to appear. I think it was MySpace. Or no, it was just like on the iCanator websites. It was on all those websites, and it was the emojis that talked, and it would be like, say something.
What?
And the emojis talked. And they always, do you know what I'm talking about?
Thank you.
iCanator has a Twitter account. Yes! Shut up. Wait, let me say.
It does?
Let me say. Do they have like old, do they have pictures of?
Is it all like?
Oh no. I think it's somebody. No, they just like are retweeting stuff.
Is it not good?
No, it's not.
Brett!
Damn it. Oh my God. Wait, I'm still going to go look because this is important stuff. It's
gold.
Oh, and making a bio for MySpace, that was always like such a big deal. Like people would be like, single, not looking, like into astrology, hit me up, I'm a gem. And like people were
Paramore.
Okay, Paramore.
Isn't that, I feel like that was the age of Paramore.
Wait, Iconator has an Urban Dictionary definition, but it's not.
Read the Urban Dictionary. The definition.
The most popular icon, avatar, wallpaper, and away message website for preteen and teenage girls. It features an icon, avatar, and wallpaper of the day.
Yep.
They did have one of the day. Holy shit.
Yeah, they did.
Oh my God. And it always had emo lyrics on it and stuff. God, I live for that.
I miss it so much.
Despite all the ridiculous fangirls of Twilight, Harry Potter, My Chemical Romance, it does have a good selection of icons for AIM and avatars that usually end up on Photo Bucket. Remember Photo Bucket?
Oh. I'm like, my heart hurts right now thinking about this.
I'm nostalgic. I miss all that. Holy moly.
Did you get into My Chemical Romance?
Yeah, I still listen to My Chemical Romance. Like, it's my workout playlist.
Ugh.
And I remember, that's what me and Amanda sang when we were both holding the mics one night like this. We were singing emo and I was like,
see, like, I feel like our childhoods were so different because, like,
they were so different.
You're listening to, you know, that. Whereas, like, what would you say? That's freshman year. You're listening to that. Let's just
solid,
say,
yeah,
solid freshman year.
Yeah.
Freshman year, I'm listening to a little Camp Rock, maybe a little Demi Lovato.
Oh, Oh my God.
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
I didn't.
I almost think though part of mine, which I think is every teenager's like emo stage, like half of it is just.
I had an emo stage.
But it's just to be different. Like yeah, you're just yeah. Like at first you start off.
Whereas
listening
I'm trying to,
it, to
slide under the radar.
Yeah, I was like, still what? To. What? Mom and Dad, I'm grounded. Paint my nails black. As my nails are black right now. I'm like listening.
And I have
to
a nice cranberry.
The funny thing is, I always like talk about the youths now with their Instagram and
the
and
all youths.
That. But like we had AIM, where we post the same stupid stuff that they post on Instagram.
Yeah,
like it's kind of weird to think about that.
It is crazy.
Oh my God, I'm reading all of these. I'm gonna search AIM away messages and see
yes!
what comes up. We're gonna read some of
there
those.
There has to be like a Twitter account or like a like an Insta account of just like. Amazing away messages.
I have an eyelash in my eye. Oh my God.
Did you give me this hot pink koozie for a reason?
I just gave you a koozie and that was on top. They give them out at my cousin's wedding.
Because you know this is like if some like if you had to pick,
I know.
Like pick a color for me as like
yes, Paige.
A person.
Yeah.
Would you
pink.
Pick this
we,
color?
It's friggin' pink, we know. Kay. Oh my God, wait, AIM sort away message generator? Did they have those? Did you use them?
Are you crying?
I have an eyelash in my eye. Oh my God, BuzzFeed has an article. The most iconic AIM away messages of all time.
You know what, BuzzFeed? Can you sponsor us?
Okay, ready? The first one. BRB, mom needs comp.
Yep. Yep.
Oh my gosh. You have to see some of these because they do the like some letters like, are capitalized yeah. and some aren't. If you were my homework, I'd be doing you right now. Winky me. got G2G, bye. G2G.
Yeah.
Classic. Let the rain fall down. Dot dot dot. Hillary Duff.
Oh.
BRB. HW. I'm unavailable because I am playing a computer game that takes up the entire screen.
Yes.
That is a generic one.
I do miss computer games.
Maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. BRB. Shower.
So good.
Oh my God. School game home sells hot if you are. Paige definitely used that. Like this,
100%.
Paige submitted this one.
100%.
I bet.
100%. It was mine.
Yeah. Hit the cell. Like,
hit it.
Hit it. Hit it. Hit it. Hit the cell if you want. Like, don't care.
No,
that was
I definitely did that too. If
I
you want.
Like, yeah.
Period.
I don't care.
I don't care.
BRB woman. Sometimes I'm sad, but I'm just like, W-E. I love my friends. And then it's all the initials. If I forgot you, sorry. Just IM me and tell me.
Oh my God.
And there was always that one friend. I am everyone to remind them.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I feel like we may need to cut this one short.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got the Eagles coming up. Wait, I'm just going to pick one
more.
Yeah,
pick one more, and then we're going to do the red.
Oh, my God. This one is so fucking... Oh, sorry. It's so true. It's okay. It's a conversation. At dinner tonight, we were like, Rach, is tomorrow Monday or Tuesday? Me. It's Wednesday. Rach. Wait, what? LOL. Best times with Rach. That's
yes.
so accurate. You put some
yes.
obscure inside joke that
no one
freaking
gets.
Got.
No one gets.
No one gets you.
No one just like gets
no
me.
No one gets me.
No one just like gets me. Anyway.
What a time. Oh, let me read this riddle real
quick.
Yeah,
read the red.
That Joe picked out for us. Oh, sorry. Dim the lights.
Lights are dim.
The man who made it. Oh, this is such an easy one, Joe.
It's probably not for me.
The man who made it doesn't want it. The man who bought it. Doesn't need it. The man who needs it doesn't know it. What am I talking about? I'll read that again.
Yeah,
for
one more
you.
Time.
I'll run it back.
Run it back.
The man who made it doesn't want it. The man who bought it doesn't need it. The man who needs it doesn't know it. What am I?
I
think Halloween, y'all.
I literally have no idea.
Well, that's all the time we have. It's been real.
It's been real.
I highly enjoyed talking
about
nostalgia.
This was
like
a short one. I know. It was a nostalgic episode.
Yeah, it was great. A grat time.
It was a grat time.
So,
I had a grat time when
I
was chick-a-crit.
I had lots of makeup on my face.
R.I.P. Vine. We'll talk about that. That could
we'll
be
catch
a
you next time
episode, but we will catch you next time.
G2G, Mommy's
Comp. On Insta. Catch us on AIM.
Give us your AIM screening.
Yes,
for that
give us your
$5 Wawa gift card. We're now bribing people to
AIM screening. But guys, again, thank you for listening,
yep.
And we will catch you next week.
Live, laugh, love. BRB.
G2G.
Hit the cell.
Bye.